I'd like to invite everybody to the, what is the date today, April 2nd? Safety Facility Committee. Would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we start, Rick, would you like to introduce our new hire?
Absolutely.
She wants to stand up?
Hi.
She goes by Bella?
Yes.
Schaefer. She's from Fremont. Today's her first day. She's going to be riding with me for quite some time, so she's going to the academy in June.
Yep.
Very good.
Great.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
All right. All right, we got just a couple things. Obviously, everybody knows that the warrant failed. So this purpose of this meeting is to discuss where do we go from here. Personally, I was a little surprised that it wasn't at least in favor of. I was kind of surprised that it was so far the other way. It was actually like 60% no instead of 60% for. So I don't have any definite thoughts other than I do believe if we continue in this path, it is going to cost a little more the next time around. Reason being, Exeter just went through an exercise, and last year theirs failed. It was approved, but not by the percentage that it needed. And then a year later, it did get approved this go around, but it was $1 million more. So, and I know the first time that we did this building here, I don't know, would it take Dean 3 times for it pass?
$1 million the first time, $600,000 the second time, $300,000 the third time.
So it took 3 times. So, I mean, it's not unusual, but that's pretty much the case no matter where you go. That the first time out, it doesn't usually pass. Personally, I don't know what else we can do. We've cut the building down to what the basic needs that we feel the police department needs. I don't know if there's any more information, or how do we get to the public more. Exeter did do a pretty good flyer that they sent out. Did they send it on Facebook too, or was it?
It was on their website.
On the website.
Sure, but you can certainly put it on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
And there, it was very well done. I don't know if they did it professionally, had it professionally put together or what, but it basically did the same thing that we talked about in our open houses and everything else, but this was out there so anybody could see everything. They did include an interest rate for the bond, but again, it wasn't in stone. It was the best guesstimate that they could do at the time. And theirs was, what,
3.65? Yeah.
And so that was what passed this year. So I don't know if they just raised it, because when we talked to them back in, what, January?
January, yeah.
It was 3.25, right?
3.09, because that was after the bond sale, yeah.
So
when they also did a 20-year bond, that's high, that's a higher.
Right, theirs was 20, right?
Right.
Exodus? So the rate was
bond,
a little
yes.
bit higher.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm open for discussion on.
Question. They didn't put that in their warrant article. What
they did.
Yeah, they did.
I have a copy of it.
That's the one thing we did not do.
I thought,
even though we discussed it at the deliberate session, we didn't have it in any of our information because
we didn't include the interest. But I don't know if they included the interest with theirs.
Yeah,
did they include it? Okay.
Yeah, they put the rate in. Yeah.
No, but the interest.
They didn't put the amount.
The amount of the interest. People wanted to know what the amount of interest was.
You know what that actually meant. You know, in dollars.
Right.
What happened? The question I have is, what happens if it was higher? Does that void this warrant article? Because they put a rate in here.
I don't think it void it, because it says estimate on
it.
It
says
okay,
it says
that's
estimate
where
the amount. Yeah.
all I'm concerning that it doesn't, when anything we put in a warrant article, that it doesn't.
Well, we can't exceed whatever number that you know, we put in. We can't exceed that number.
Right. Okay.
But this was also 16. Was it 16.4?
The first
last
time.
Year. Yeah. So it went up over $1 million.
So.
No, I'm not. That's.
And maybe that's the interest. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that would be legal at that point. Yeah. Where it would be. I don't think that's concerned.
So, what do you think, Tommy?
To start?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think we did a few things wrong, obviously, but we did, I mean, not like we didn't try. We, in the end there, we were really scurrying for rates and couldn't get the rates. And, you know, of course, hindsight being 2020, we should have done more with that because obviously the budget committee voiced that and we heard that from them. And then when they did hear what it was about, we got some on board, but really, you know, shame on us for not like locking down a range, going to one of their meetings saying, by the way, is, you know, what's your input on this? This is where we are. This is what our, you know.
Well, I did do
that. Yeah, I was going to say, all their meetings.
I did pose that question to the board. I asked them what their reason
their
was.
Their argument or the reason for them was, again, we didn't get there wasn't enough information.
We didn't solidify that rate and put it in there. I mean, that is nice the way that's in there, you know. But, you know, as far as the presentation from Exit, I guess in my global opinion, the people spoke. I mean, and again, we talked about this early on. We all thought, you know, okay, $1 million, we're going to build this building. You know, that quickly went out the window. Went to $4 million, threw it away, beat it down to $3 million. So it's not like we didn't try.
Right.
And to Dean's point, you know, $1 million, then $600,000, then $300,000, you know, you need to keep heading in that direction. What I don't want to do is be a salesperson. You know, Exeter had a bigger standing point, and they truly needed that complex. And,
right.
You know, for the fire as well. And, you know, I don't want to sell it to the people. We're just here as a liaison. The people spoke, and, you know, this is what they... People just don't want to spend $3 million. You know, it doesn't matter. We could beat it down and get it down to 2.5 and put every number in and everything else. The bottom line is they just don't want to spend that kind of money, you know, on to get this accomplished, basically, is what it amounts to. We need to get back to the, you know, and I remember when all this happened and everything, and finally the new committee took this over and said, well, we'll just build it. We'll just build a house and we'll get this done. And spend $300,000 and it, you know, and it went through because the price came down.
Right.
You know, campaigning or whatever else it was basically came down to numbers. So, you know, I appreciate what Russ offers, you know, beat the streets and do this and do that and do the things. But the bottom line is I don't want to sell, if the people are speaking to us, I don't want to sell something to the town like I'm selling a used car, you know, just because we did a great marketing campaign, but really the people didn't want that, and to spend that much money in town, we just need to regroup and figure out a better way to take care of Mike's needs for now. You know, it's not. I don't think we're failing as a committee. I think as a committee we have a responsibility to listen, and this is what the town can absorb right now. You know, whether that's back to this addition or some form of something or a way to retrofit, but you know, it's not my preference. I've voiced my opinion on that I don't think it's the right thing to do, but we also need to fix the issues we have in front of us right now. And I can tell you right now, we're gonna go back there. Like you said, you'd be lucky if we kept it at $3 million, lucky if we figured out an idea to drop it, but we're not really going to. It's gonna be a year later and it's gonna be more. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to go through, so I don't want to beat a dead horse and
who knows
myself.
What the interest will be in for the bond.
And we don't know what the interest rate. It's really we're fooling ourselves to think that, you know, we try it. You have to do that. You have to do everything we did to be at that high number, squeeze it down to what's the bare minimum, put a lot of work. If we didn't do that, we wouldn't be doing our job, and we needed to put that in front of the people. What if the people really wanted that? Then, you know, that's what they wanted. So you have to follow that through, because what would happen if you said, oh, let's just put an addition on the building. Then you put an addition on the building, oh geez, how come we didn't just build a fire station? How come we just build a new police station? Mm. What would that have cost? Well, I don't know, we didn't entertain that.
Right.
So you have to do that. Nothing we did was a waste of time. You have to see where your limits are, and then you got to follow the path of least resistance.
Well, and I think there were two issues. One you already mentioned, and that was the fact that the budget committee did not support it. And right. I don't know how much weight that carries, but it certainly would have been nice if it was positive.
Yeah. Right.
And the other part was it was not unanimous by the board either.
Right.
So I think that hurt.
Yes.
If the total board was behind it, I think it would have carried a little better.
Right.
One thing was brought up at the last select board meeting, and that was we're asking the committee to look at possibility of the old school building. And that was brought up once before to me, and I said, yeah, I didn't think that was a viable option at all, because they use it, plus there's issues with if you have people that can't be around kids legally, I mean, there's no way of separating that over there.
Right.
You know, the SOU 15 is talking to the attorney, and we'll have a legal response from our school board to the committee.
Perfect. And that would be whether it's a PD or whether it's town office.
It
correct?
Won't matter, because you have people that come from out of
correct.
Town that have to talk to the land use office, and you have people who could be sex offenders that
correct.
Aren't allowed around kids within a certain distance, but also we have no way of isolating the old building
correct.
Properly from the school building.
Well, why don't we do what we do here? We put a door up. I'm trying to say, we're talking about a band-aid again.
We gotta protect our children.
That's what I'm saying. We got
that's where they get educated. It's nice that the police station's here, but we do need them to have a proper facility.
No.
These folks, they deal with not the best clientele all the time, right? So if somebody throws up on them, how do they get clean? They got to bring all that hazardous crap home to their families.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you that that's not a real option. The other end of it is the what are we doing? We're putting a Band-Aid on something, and we're going to say the school's not going to grow. So in the future, we need more rooms. What are we going to, where are we going to build them? What are we going to do? We're going backwards instead of going forward. And that's, and I'm sorry, one of the first things, we should be looking 50 years down the road. We cut that back and cut it back. And that's coming from people that deal with this all the time. And when you say it's not a selling, yes it is. You sold yourself to your wife to get married. Everything is selling and getting information to these people. That's what has got to be done. Where did we have a group of people except deliberative session, which they didn't speak one word except the interest rate? We have to have meetings. I don't care if it takes three a week at some times, but we have to have letting people come forward and ask questions. This here, throwing out what the budget committee threw out, this is what it's going to cost. Should have turned around and told the people, yeah, if you don't do it now, it's going to be another $300,000 to do the same damn thing. It's not going to get cheaper. We have to have more input from the individuals. And this was all on Facebook afterwards. There's people in there we should be contacting that are positive. There are people in there that are negative, and some of them you'll never change. But we should be talking to those people too. We've got to have not just us, we have got to have more people's input. You had said that, the input. If we turn around now and say we're going to turn around and do it for X amount of dollars and it's less, and we don't really have the input from the town, I don't think we're doing justice as a committee. That's my thought.
I don't know. I still don't believe that you can. If people aren't interested, they're not going to come. I don't care what you have for
let's go back to Russ's point. Let's say you had 100% turnout. You had 2,200 people, 2,300 people are registered.
32.
So let's say you had 100% of your vote turnout. there's probably 2/3 of the people that maybe want it. It's quite possible. We just don't know. But those people don't come out and vote.
Right.
I'm sorry, but it's like it just doesn't happen. You know, I'm just being a realist. That's all. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just being a realist that that's how it really goes down. You see it in statistics of the votes.
I mean, we had more than one open house.
Yeah.
And advertise, you know, please come, you know, if you have questions. And
it's just the people that are very, you know, that are budget conscious and aware, mm-hmm. and might be, if it's not a matter of reaching out to more, it's a matter of those people are on board, because those are the 700 people that go vote every year that always show up. That's what I guess is what I mean. It's like not who we reach out to. It's okay, win the budget committee over. Okay, win the select board. Because of the plan we had in place, that everybody's on board with that plan. You need to win that group of people over, because at the end of the day, it goes to a vote and has to win the vote. All the campaigning, all the people just don't come out. I mean, I'm just being a realist you look at the numbers that end up at that polls every year. You see it, you know it. Well, it's for real.
Well, one of the bigger ones we had was the midterm elections, and that was like 2,200. Well, that's, yeah. You know, unheard of. We don't usually have that bigger crowd.
Right.
No.
You know, any of the other, even in a controversial year, if you get 1,100
right
to show up to vote, well, that's...
I think that turns around, yeah, that's a negative.
Yeah.
You've got to turn around and take a negative and make it a positive. And I'm sorry, information to people, you've got to get the information to people. This here, just before, nobody can contradict Bill Staffy that night that he did this. And, you know, and this is, hey, this is what it's going to cost you. And, you know, we have to have the avenue to get to people to let them know. I can't... To turn around and say we're going to have a meeting on a Saturday afternoon, there's no harm in that. And you know, you lock the door, it's no good. You've got to keep it open to everybody. And you know, I've been in sales, and once you turn around and you say, hey, what do I got to do to make it? And to cut back and put another Band-Aid on something, I don't think that's right. That, to me, is not a right way. We either do it correctly or forget it. I mean, yes, we've got something, but what are we going to do? 5 years from now, come back to the people and say, hey, we need another square foot of this here or that. I mean, we never turned around and talked about how much parking is going to be available for people. And, I mean, the positives of it, we never... really did the positives of this building to people. You know, we the flyer, I want to number one thank the board members that contributed to put that flyer in. That, to me, the board members stepping up and paying for that, and you know, that was great. You know, and we're at a point now, what money do we have? The purse is empty. And meetings, we got this room. We got the room over by the senior citizens. We can use that. I mean, there's different things we can do, but and it really doesn't cost us any money. And if we get out there first, where this is fresh in people's minds right now, they voted yes and no on it, and get that in front of people now and saying, hey, we need it, and this is why we need it, and we feed back from then, and then we can turn around and say, well, I guess we're going to cut it back to $1 million. That's what it's going to be to get it made. But right now, we don't really have. And the other thing, Tom, we didn't get out to the people telling them we are going to open this bidding to local contractors. Local contractors are going to be building this building. And that's what it is, if you know, and that people know, hey, we're giving it to person next door instead of somebody in Timbuktu. I mean, those are little things that keep working on. You know, it's all part of it,
yep.
Piece by piece.
You got any input?
Yeah, I'm torn on the thing. In one aspect, it's like the resident spoke, and it was totally opposite of what I thought. I thought it would be, I didn't think it would pass 60%, but I figured it would pass. I had a good feeling, and mm-hmm. so I was like disheartened to see that. So now it's like, we spent how much on the plans and money for whatever we did over there, demo and whatnot, 70, 80, 100, whatever it was. So now it's like, you see it in other towns, and we go forward with less money, because it's always about the taxes. Nobody wants their taxes to go up. I understand that. Do we look right. at other options? I think everything needs to be out on the table.
Mm. Oh,
and I want to listen, but you know, it's one of these things where we heard about an addition and whatnot, and it's like, it needs to be, in my mind, apples to apples. If we're even talking about an addition, because you mentioned about parking, for instance, we have like 29 spots here. The parking spaces out front, the cruisers open the doors and they damage the other cruisers because they're too tight. Yeah. People park out back. I mean, if we were looking at something else, it'd have to be a plan that's going to encompass what that plan had, indoors and outside. You know, that's just...
Well, you look at the parking just tonight. I mean,
well, if you put an addition on this building, say that goes through.
Right.
I thought the deed said you couldn't do that because no, this land was
we can do it. Right, Dean?
For recreation for the children.
I think you've got to do some research again on that.
Because I thought this was deeded here, for right? recreation. The from land the more, was for the...
The more people don't the have children, any trouble with that,
you know,
right?
the athletics and all that. So
I mean,
once you do
that.
A...
Adding on to it when we built it.
But if we do an addition, with the point I'm getting at, now the parking lot goes in, we got to, what do we do with the skate park? Because we're going to need parking.
It would just encroach that road next to the skate park, but not the skate park.
No, I don't think that's enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
It's a bandage.
But I agree with Tom, back to that, like we didn't do a lot of homework. We didn't get the budget committee, maybe... Five or six people from the committee need to get over there. And some people know different aspects of the plan. So there's two or three people, because there's probably going to be questions from the budget committee. Right. I can go there and say we need it, it's unsafe or whatever. They've heard that before, they read the flyer. They may want to see other people and get their input, you know?
Yeah.
But same thing with the select board, like you were saying, it's time
to... I don't think it's... I mean, I'm not disagreeing with Russ, but I just don't think you make as much... Like, we don't go out and meet with people. First go win over the people that are saying no. So first go win the budget committee over, because then by going to one meeting, now you have 10 people shouting, doing what you just said and getting the good word. Then get to the select board and have the select board be with whatever plan it is, you know, but don't hold the meeting. If there's that group that's you need those core groups to be. Look at all those things that pass. It's when everybody says supported by, and they all supported it. Those all went through. So we need to start with that. That's the foundation. And then getting out there, yes, but the foundation is winning those people over. Have warrant articles ever been through, like let's say we investigated deeply the addition here. I'll just pick a round number for sake of making math easy. It's $1 million. It would look beautiful. It's apples to apples. You blow an addition out. We figure out how to make parking work. Let's just hypothetically I drew it all up and it's beautiful and it's $1 million. Okay, so do we want to put $1 million into this building or spend $3 million? Has it ever been in front of a vote that, okay, the committee gave the public two options and then they have a choice to vote on? Because now people could look at, okay, we're going to spend $1 million here. So, I mean, once you do that, you're in it for the long haul, like this building for, 30, 40 years. You're in it to win it, basically. Or do you want to put that $1 million going towards, and spend $3 million? And then they legitimately, now you maybe got that support one way or the other, and the people truly voted and said what they wanted. I mean, is that legitimate to ever have those options or is it never voted that way or never presented that way?
Are you talking about two competing warrant articles?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Initially, this committee flat out said they did not want to explore an addition.
Right.
That was in the early stages of this committee.
Right.
Because they wanted to concentrate on that piece of land and building it so it would accommodate way into the future.
Right, and I still feel that way. I like it better over there than here, but it isn't about me.
Right.
Now it's different. Now I heard the vote, so it's like, now I just want to take care of Mike, and I just want
whatever we spent over there and everything is not money that's thrown away.
Sell a that parcel piece of for property a profit is, right is, now. I mean, you could get all, you can get your 100 grand right. back by just selling
absolutely.
A lot if you wanted
absolutely.
It, you know, so that's irrelevant. You could love, that's money sitting in the bank over there, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the fact is, we should listen to what we're, you know, we should at least be investigating these things. We're not doing, just like we went in the other direction and started at 10 million with a fire station added on and got down to where we were. It's our job to go investigate. Can't be personal, you know, it's not, it should just be, we're taking care of the police department.
But if it's not their needs at that point, I think we got to, what their needs are. And we said that what we have here in square footage is what they need. Can you put that on this piece of property?
Yeah, well, I can't tell you. You can't tell me. So basically, I feel like I haven't done my job. And
No.
So that's what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, if we just take our own personal time and don't spend money on it, we can explore it. You know, it's just, it's not going to hurt to explore it. I feel like we have an obligation to do that, you know.
Well, then what say you?
Well, I think, like, I was also surprised at what the vote actually ended up when it came out. And like, we just did a housing survey. I know the planning board came out with a housing survey and everything. I don't know how expensive that was, but would it not be, you know,
that was a grant, so it didn't cost it.
An idea to maybe try and do a survey of what people like actually think about this, why they don't like it, or, you know, something along those lines. Cause like, I understand people voice their opinions on Facebook. I don't really put a lot of stock in Facebook. I think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I think if we actually had a survey, we might actually get a better idea of why people felt the way that they did or why people are so against it. And it's like, if you want to actually reach the voters that go and actually vote, like, those are the people who are going to come and get a survey.
Right.
Or like the housing survey you could do online, it was super easy. Like,
right.
The people who go vote are the people who are going to take a survey.
Correct.
So you'll get their opinion on, you know, whatever it is.
That's
that
not a bad idea.
For.
I like that idea.
What do you say? Yeah, you like that idea?
Yeah.
Rick, you got any input?
No.
No?
I've thought about the survey thing because I've seen other towns do it just for their police force, not just for the building, but generally speaking, what do they want from the officers to do? What do they expect? And it could lead into buildings and whatnot, so that's not a bad idea.
Again, Dean, we're getting to the people.
You got any input, Dean?
Yeah.
Well, let's have it.
First of all, Tom's question about putting two warrant articles in there, I would bet my house that the lower number would win. I would bet my house if you put two of them in there. That's why lots of times we hesitated to put in the past, put an amount, a total amount, and then say if this fails, let's put 50,000 away.
Right.
You know, to at least start something, because when people say, oh, we can put 50,000 away and they'll be happy and it's not million,
right.
Whatever, that would be... And you talk about a survey. I think you had a survey in March. You had a survey in March with voting. I think that was the survey. So I'll just share with you some of the reasons that I think it might have failed, okay? First of all, anybody who has run amok with the police department, not a lot, but probably not going to vote for them. You know, I don't think there's a lot of townspeople that maybe have, but there are some out there. You know, you got to look at all the reasons why people.
And they probably showed up.
Will vote, you know. Of course, if they had a chance to do them, they would.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't think we have a lot of people like that in town, but that's just people. When you're looking for every single vote, when you got a bond issue and you need that 3/5, you need everybody. I think the money issue, it was a lot of money, and I think people are a little scared about the times right now. I think we all look around and say, when's things going to blow up here? I don't think we think it can continue. We're we're kind of in uncharted waters with the money the government spends and everything, and I think some of us are just waiting for bad things to happen, and I think that enters into some people's minds that they can't afford their taxes to go up. I think, listen, talking to people, and I think the taxpayers begged you to put that interest amount. I got up at deliberative session and said, put it in the flyer. It doesn't have to be exact. It can be a low number. It can be a high number. And then they can figure it out. If their house is worth $300,000, tax of $300,000, and their taxes are going to go up X amount, it was just clarity that everybody could look at. I heard that from people. Why won't they do that? And I know you couldn't be specific about it, but you could have put a range in. And I asked that to put it in. We put something in the Boy Scout flyer every year to push stuff for the fire department. I think you made a mistake by not just saying $3 million. We're not buying a car. We're not buying a car. Just, it was an insult to people's intelligence that it wasn't just $3 million. To go 2999 or whatever it was, I'm just saying what people talked about, people said, okay? And another thing that made people mad was from the get-go, it was said that this building couldn't be added onto. It wasn't that it was a philosophy that you were working on to go down there. It was said over and over, this building can't be added onto. That was a downright lie. It shouldn't have been said, and people know that, because this building can be added onto, and Tom alluded to that when he got up at the deliberative session and said, yes, it can be, okay? You got people in town that are always, always, always going to vote no. I don't care. You could tell them you're going to give them $1,000, and they'd vote no. We know that. They come out and vote no for everything. They don't want to prove anything, whether it's a planning board article or anything. And I think the other thing that kind of made people upset was that there wasn't some thought, and I understand why the committee put all their eggs in one basket down there, but I think you were doing yourself an injustice by not at least talking about an addition on this building. I got to tell you right now, if you put an addition on this building for $1 million next March, it will pass. I'll bet my house on it. I bet my house on it that it will pass. If you can keep it at $1 million, you know, I know somebody that'll do the plans maybe for free. He had offered before to do it when it was going to be here, not down there, but here. So it's the committee's got to look forward. Tom's right. The people spoke. The people spoke. Is it what you want? But sometimes you can't get everything you want in life. You know, you gotta step back and say, you know, the big thing is Mike and his guys and his gals need the safety is the number one priority here. What are we gonna do to make? And I support the police 100%. What are we gonna do here to make them safe? You know, it might not be everything they want. But what do they need to be safe? Do they need a sally port? Do they need some cells? Whatever. Those are the things we need. Do we need some space for Bella, you know, for females? So if you can put an addition on, pair that back. Now that addition on here is never going to be wasted. That space will never be wasted if in 25 or 30 years. We've been here 35 years now. 35 years we've been in this building, and it's worked pretty good. Is it perfect? No. But it's pretty good. So if you're going to stay in here another 25 years before maybe a combination police station, fire station can be built, this space that gets added onto would never be wasted. It can be used by the town. The town office can be pushed out into it and stuff. Believe me, it would be nice to have a new police station down there. It's just not going to happen. You can talk to people all you want. I mean, am I not right, Brian, that there were ballots cast with just a no on the police station?
Oh, a lot of ballots. Just they skipped the whole first page.
Nothing.
Just went to the warrant article.
To vote no. Yeah. So, you know, there's a few things that I think, I mean, if you want to continue to work down there. I mean, you guys put in a ton of work, and I'm so happy about that. But I remember when the two votes failed for this building, and finally, when Tommy's brother was one of, we sat out here in the audience, and we finally said, listen, it's not going to fly. You know, a million the first time. They wanted a Monticello-looking building. Andrea doesn't need Monticello. Then they came back $600,000. So then we finally said, listen, either you're going to get on board here, it's not, you got to come to terms. And then we were able to build this for, well, I think we needed $300,000. We had money left over when we were done and did a third extra and did it ahead of schedule. So, but those are different times. That was 35 years ago, too, so.
But I think those numbers are very comparable, like his million is our 3 million and his 300,000 is our million. You know, so it's very comparable in what, and again, we knew that. I mean, we knew that going in. We heard 4 million, we said, well, impossible. We heard 3 million and said, wow, this is, because we were shocked too. It's like, in the beginning, we were all thinking $1 million. I mean, I sat there and said, that ain't happening. But anyway, it was hopeful that that would have been wonderful if you could have went down there for $1 million. I bet you'd have had a different turnout, but we couldn't. But I don't think we wasted an ounce of, you have to do that.
Well, we knew that from the beginning.
We just had to go charge forward. It's like, and again, to your point, Dean, I don't think we wasted it. And again, I don't know where it came out and said that we couldn't, but obviously it did, because if somebody said that. But the point is that, like, I wouldn't have investigated that first. You know, it was, we had to give that a shot. Because again, if you'd have done this first, as odd as it is, there's people that would have said, why'd you do that when you had a piece of land? It's, you know, there's no winning, you know.
No.
So you had to do that. The people spoke. Okay, well, let's listen. Let's deliver this thing under budget, and I'm you know, and not go beat it into everybody, and put a nice addition on this building that someday it all just come to be, the funding, maybe it's with a fire department, maybe it's through a grant, and someday, when I'm dead and buried maybe, but something will come along, no, honest to God, and that piece of land will get utilized, and it'll look, wow, someone was looking ahead and had a piece of land, and a, you know, in 38 years, a new firehouse and a police station got built, and there's a nice, beautiful office building here with a new parking lot that will all get utilized somehow, some type of center. It won't go to waste, but we need to be responsible and look at the next option. You know.
So is that the consensus of the committee then?
Well, can we look at the deed, if there's deed restrictions, to see if we can do that?
I don't believe there is. I think Dean has already investigated that.
No, we got that wiped off way back.
Way back? Okay, so that was removed? Because that's what I was told.
I know Dick Snow keeps saying that, but that's not true. Yeah.
One other thing is, the voting in March wasn't unique to Candia. The headlines, if you got the union leader the next day, bold letters, people rejected all the big ticket items. Bedford wanted it. $34 million for a safety complex turned down. There was a bunch of them that got turned down, so don't feel bad that it got turned down in Candia. It's the feeling of the citizens around, and I really do think money is a big thing to people.
I agree 100%. It's a different feeling now when everyone out there pays more for groceries, pays more for everything. Everything, I don't care where you go, everything costs a little bit more, and that is just a different feeling. And the last, if they have control to vote something out, it's not like just money's just flowing into them and everything's really inexpensive,
right?
And they really didn't care about it, and it's like, oh, so if the taxes go up a little, our taxes are really low anyway. That feeling is not out there right now. So you are literally beating a dead horse. If we don't get this to be the most efficient thing, we're gonna be out of luck again. So I don't personally, I mean, Dean knows how much I do not want it here, and I'd love to see it down there. But again, it is not about me. What I am about is getting this situation fixed. And believe me, if I work on it here with this committee, it's gonna be beautiful and it's gonna work. And if that's what I need to do, I'll put my pride aside. I have no problem with it, and I'll work on it, and that's what I'll do. I feel like I feel like that's what I've been tasked to do. I listen to the vote. That's I feel like that's what I should do. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to be stubborn about anything. I'm just, and again, it's really, I'm going to listen to Mike. It's, I don't do this every day. These guys do it every day. You tell me that you could live with.
Well, I think we have defined the real needs.
Yeah.
We have done that already.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
So I don't know how much of the plans that we already have gotten and paid for can be used.
Absolutely.
But I think the concept of what's in there can be utilized.
Absolutely.
So now we just need to have somebody, if Dean's guy here will take those plans, because that shows our needs.
Yeah.
We've already passed the wants, this is the needs.
Yeah.
And if that can be applied to this lot here, I just don't want to compromise parking, because we know we already don't have enough parking.
Yeah, no, well, it won't be. If it doesn't work, I'm going to let you know it doesn't work. We'll survey it. I'll put it on a plan.
Okay.
I'll drop the needs plan on there. Eventually, we'll need an architect.
Right.
But, yeah, luckily, we took all that time to spatially figure everything out. That was a lot of work in itself for Mike and his guys to do. So that task had to be done
anyway. Is that
something
that you don't mind?
Not at all.
Am I doing that?
No,
Tom?
No.
Is that the consensus of the committee then?
I think we should explore all options, but not make a decision tonight to say we're going in this direction. We can meet in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, but we could.
Sure, yeah.
Can I also just throw out there, I'm just saying it. I'm not for or against anything. But a lot of, like, Salem four times, and it finally passed at $40 million. I mean, there are towns that go back, and they go back, and it does eventually pass. So, I mean, I don't think we should just throw the baby out with the water. I think there's always keep it in the back of the mind that maybe we bring this back, you know?
Well, I'd be curious to find out if all our needs can be met and how much that would cost here.
Right. I just don't think we could ever go. I can't go and straight face the select board, and I can't go in and straight face the finance committee if I don't just take a GPS instrument out there and survey this lot and drop that plan on it and go to Dean and say, Dean, look at this building. This isn't going to work. How can I even have a debate about it if I don't even really know? And us as a committee hasn't investigated it. I mean, I can't even sell the other location, because I'm going to get asked the question I'm getting asked right now. And my only answer to Dean and everyone else who spoke is, I don't really know. I mean,
what's the cost square foot now for building? Understanding that that's a different kind of structure, but just for a conventional.
I don't. It's $500 a square foot to put that commercial structure, guaranteed. It's a smaller structure.
Commercial.
It's an addition. You know, a house, I mean, we've done four houses now, and they were $325 to $350, all of them.
Yeah, I know this is a little more specialty, so it's
this specialty is not going to. There's different ratings in the walls.
Right.
There's the block CMUs. There's different ratings in the hardware. It's for a round number. It's $500 a square foot.
Right.
And do the math real quick, and I can draw the plan on there real quick. I have to kind of take this survey, which I think is not a big deal to do and drop it on a plan. And I gotta see and show logistically, things have to flow right and work right, and you gotta fit parking.
Correct.
I at least gotta look at that.
Okay.
No, I mean, I would be in favor of him looking at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was always under the impression there was a deed restriction.
No.
So,
well, no.
To me, that's hard to get over, but if there isn't one, we can look at it. And if you're willing to put that work, that's what
I don't mind putting the work into it. I just know that if we're going to go down the other road, I'm not going to win one battle if I didn't at least look at this.
Correct. And that would have a sally port for them.
We've already defined the needs, so let's stick with the needs.
Yeah. And we have a great plan that could be utilized, and then go, you know, based on what could be trimmed off with what we have already, but all those rooms are all the right size now, and the cells and the sally, all that is very easy to drop on there and figure it out. It either does or it doesn't, you know.
Well, I'll agree we should be exploring that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, again, volunteering your service for it, which is great.
I'm just bored to death. So.
All right.
Yeah, I know, you only got, what, two projects going and not counting work.
But I think, I'd like to see.
You must have at least 10 minutes to yourself.
Is allowed now, where is that in the papers that we can add on and take more of the park away? Where is that affidavit that you said that's been eliminated?
Yeah,
well, I don't want an attorney to come down later on.
Ronnie told me the same thing. They cleared it all off back then.
Well, it's got to be somewhere.
It will be, but I guess I believe him.
You know? No, it's black here. It's the ears of the Trefethens that I don't know where it is.
I was around them when we were doing it, and they would basically said they were in favor of anything as long as it was for the town. Because that was what this was reserved for.
Okay.
Do you think the residents are in favor of taking away from the park?
It wouldn't be taken away.
It wouldn't be taken away from the park.
Well, I mean, using more of it.
Well, just the road. The road would be for parking.
Yeah.
I will say one other thing, too. There are some citizens in this town that really, really like having the police here at the park with their kids and the skateboarders. They like them here. Just saying. Just saying.
Then technically Mike should learn how to skateboard.
Or roll a blade or something, right?
Yeah. And before we get off this subject, this one thing that Dean does that I like is he puts in like $50,000 a year or whatever for your building maintenance or whatever. Things like that. Maybe we should look into a warrant article for next year for doing that for the police department.
We already got the capital reserve fund.
Well, yeah, but for building maintenance, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much a year.
I mean, if we're going to add on and stuff, they're going to need that anyway.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have have 50 grand for a building and then $1 million for an addition, and that gets shot down, at least try again. You wish you got 50 ahead of the curve, just like the
high.
Well, that's where you have your capital.
It might take several years.
That's what's nice about the fire department.
The capital reserve.
Especially for the trucks.
Capital reserve can be used for a lot of things.
Right.
It's different the way it's different than what we're looking at
right.
for our capital reserve, because we're saving up and everything. Yeah. And to Andrea's point about Salem taking 4 years to get what they wanted, I think everybody's concern is to get Mike a safe place here. I don't want him to wait for 4 years, you know? It needs to happen. Hopefully next March it needs to be approved, so.
Well, I think step one is, can it be done?
Right.
That's absolutely step one.
I think we have an obligation as a committee to look at that.
And the school one is not.
No, that's definitely.
No, well, that's what we're talking about. So we've looked at the school one, and now we're looking at this. At that point, so we're not, as a committee, we are listening to people.
So what do you need, a month?
Well, you're not busy. Can it be done next week?
No, because we're not in a rush here. Yeah. So I mean,
a month would be great.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. let's plan on meeting a month from now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If that works.
That's good.
And if he's not ready, then he can let us know.
I will.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom, for doing that.
As long as I get a lifesaver,
give him the bowl. Keep him busy. All right. Was there anything else on all those topics?
No one? Anybody?
No good. All right, we got the minutes of November 21st.
I move we accept the minutes of November 21st. Is that?
I'll second that.
Second that. Are there any corrections or questions? See you then. All in favor?
Russ.
Aye.
Okay, you abstain. Okay.
Aye. Oh, is it aye on the.
Yeah.
All
right.
Was there anything else? Anybody had any input? Nothing? Then adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
All right.
Thank you, everybody.